This is the U.S. Rice Producers Association's free weekly rice market update. March 25th, 2021. U.S. rice industry lacking milled rice demand. The cash market was low in terms of trading activity this week. However, there were some notable price improvements throughout the Delta. Overall, the cash market is garnering minimal attention from sellers in the lower Delta who have now shifted their focus to planting. When it's found, rice in Texas is trading for $6.80 per hundredweight, so long as the milling yield is greater than 55%. According to some sources, only 600,000 hundredweights still reside in the Lone Star State. In Louisiana, where supplies are also extremely tight, the market was reported to have firmed to $14.20 per hundredweight. However, there weren't any sales confirmed at that level. Planting in both of these states is well underway, which will be reflected in USDA's first crop progress report, expected to be released next week. In Arkansas, growers are offering $13.25 per hundredweight, but are being met with slightly lower bids, or in some cases, no bids at all. The bid in Mississippi has also improved slightly from the past few weeks and trades around $13.25 per hundredweight loaded barge surfaced earlier this week. Demand for U.S. long grain lost more ground against last year's pace this week and is now being reported down 13% year-to-date. Paddy exports have worked hard to offset the loss of milled rice demand, but so far the milled rice gap is just too large to fill. Medium and short grain demand is relatively flat against last year, despite surging prices in California. The planting situation is far from known in the West Coast state, as water sales and cuts are still being deliberated. If the container shortage plaguing global trade wasn't enough, adding insult to injury this week, the Ever Given is the container ship now blocking the Suez Canal. On Thursday, March 23rd, the vessel was traveling from China to Europe and was blown off course by a strong gust of wind and is now firmly lodged in each bank of the shipping lane. The blocked traffic in both directions has resulted in one of the largest port disruptions in recent history. The halted trade is causing an estimated $9.6 billion of losses per day, and there are more than 200 vessels carrying oil, grain, and goods that are backed up. They are faced with three options. First, to wait until the ship is dislodged. Second, consider going around the Cape of Good Hope, which can add days to weeks in delays depending on the destination. Or, for those few carriers that can, try to unload the ship via rail. Roughly 30% of the world's shipping container volume travels through the Suez Canal on a daily basis, and the popular trade route accounts for 12% of the total global trade. The oil industry will be heavily impacted as both Russia and Saudi Arabia are the top two exporters of oil through the canal. India and China are the primary destinations for oil, followed by the European Union. The only bright spot here is that the demand for fossil fuels in the EU is down right now because of a new round of lockdowns on account of COVID-19. The direct impact of movements of rice is unclear at this point, but will no doubt create repercussions in food deliveries and demurrage charges for traders involved in the region. The current estimate by port authorities to resolve the issue and resume trade ranges from days to weeks. The nearby futures contracts showed minor signs of improvement from last week. However, the further out contracts posted small losses, a further indicator of the market telling growers to consider at least in part corn or beans for the upcoming year. Average open interest was up just over 2% from the previous week, but volume dropped by 12%, which usually points to a market attempting to gather momentum in order to bump upwards. However, if that momentum fails to be reached, the market could see a reverse sharply to the downside. Given the fundamentals at hand, upward momentum seems to be difficult to grasp. Thank you for listening to this week's Rice Market Update. Please feel free to visit our website, www.usriceproducers.com, for more information, including previous issues of our newsletter, The Rice Advocate. You can also follow us on Facebook for timely news, updates, and event announcements. As always, we welcome your feedback. Please feel free to contact us at info@usriceproducers.com or give us a call at 713-974-7423.